Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is, God, what is today? Everything's all screwed up now. It's Wednesday here on the show, and you don't know what that means because everything's all wacky. Last night was Dynamite. Should be tonight. But it wasn't. It was last night, Title Tuesday. And it went kind of head-to-head with the NXT on CW. NXT went 8-10. Dynamite went 9-11. And we got results of both shows. Highs and lows on both shows. So we're going to get as much into it as we can coming up here tonight. And then, you know, full results are on last night's Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave. And Vinny and I will be up Thursday with a full recap as well. Well, we got to talk about that in all the news. This weekend is AEW Wrestle Dream. And we've just added another match. So at this point, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 main card matches and a 0-hour match. And perhaps more to be added for 0-hour as well. But this is from the Tacoma Dome on Saturday. So we'll go over the lineup for that. And then, you know, this coming week, we've got an NXT show. They already have 5 matches announced for the show. A lot of stuff going on involving NXT and Hurricane Milton, which actually is affecting a lot of people, a lot of wrestlers down there, and others as well. So we'll tell you about that. It's not looking good, and we'll give the update on everything there. Also, we talked last night about Luchasaurus and how he was supposed to have been back in the gym Monday. He is not back in the gym. And Christian last night made a comment about a serious medical issue involving Luchasaurus, which we all knew about. But apparently it's much more serious than we knew. So we'll talk about that as well, and plenty more. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
This is J.D. Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to WorldwideSharp@gmail.com and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Seems like every day before we get into the frivolity of wrestling, we've got to talk about absolute disasters and terrible news. And Hurricane Milton is the latest. It is on its way, going to make landfall apparently in about 9 hours. And this is likely the first time in 100 years that Tampa's going to get hit. And, I mean, they're talking like 15-foot swells. And the mayor yesterday essentially said, if you're in an evacuation zone and you don't get out, it's not that you might die, you will die. And there are a lot of people that there weren't a lot of people that this happened to, but when Mount St. Helens was going to go, it was essentially the same thing. Like, you need to get off this mountain, and if you don't, that's it. And there were people that chose to stay, and they didn't make it. So I think, like, they've got bridges closed now, so if you're not out, you're not out. So I guess we'll see what happens. But all the best to everybody there. There's a lot of wrestlers that have, hunkered down in Orlando and neighboring areas. I know there's a lot of people that couldn't make it to the show last night. Jeff Jarrett replaced Daddy Magic. Daddy Magic was supposed to be doing commentary for the show because they were going to tie in, I guess, the Daniel Garcia announcement that he'd re-sign with Daddy Magic on commentary, but he didn't leave Florida with his family, I guess. And then Britt Baker is in Orlando, but she was just legitimately sick, so they told that story on the air. But all of the NXT wrestlers, they can't fly back from St. Louis. They're all stranded in St. Louis for the foreseeable future. So, man, not good. Not good at all. All the best to everybody out there.
Yeah, so many people, excuse me, and so many wrestlers live in that area. We were in a text before the last hurricane kind of talking about how it used to be so many wrestlers were living in the path of where that hurricane went because it looked like it could be up as far as Pensacola at first and then down through Tampa, and they kind of pretty much avoided it, but talked about how a lot of wrestlers now live inland because of the performance center and because of wanting to be closer to Orlando or being closer to Jacksonville. It's just, this is going right over Tampa to Orlando and then possibly even up as far as Jacksonville. And it's just going to be catastrophic what it looks like. And it's just all the best to everybody, all the best to everybody still recovering from the last hurricane.
And then we got this. So yesterday on Observer Radio, Dave was asking what the update was on Luchasaurus. Luchasaurus had, he collapsed in his house. Trying to remember all the details. He collapsed in his house a couple of Fridays ago. And I think it was collapsed lungs. Ended up in the hospital. Was on oxygen. I mean, he was in really rough shape. And then I think it was last weekend, the last word I got was that he was doing a lot better. And they were hopeful that he was going to be in the gym this past Monday. I think it was this past Monday. But anyway, that was the latest that I got. And so I assumed yesterday that he was probably back in the gym again. And as it turns out, he is not back in the gym. And he will not be back in the gym for a while. And he's not going to be back wrestling probably for a while. And it's hopefully he will be back wrestling in a while. So apparently, there were complications, and I guess he got maybe a flu or something like that. And I guess he also, he had some issue, and I guess they don't know what it is, but maybe he had sleep apnea or something like that. So his immune system, I guess, was compromised. So he ends up getting this flu and bad oxygen uptake as a result of whatever else, turned into pneumonia. And apparently he is at higher risk for a relapse, is what I was told. And the big concern is that after all of this, you know, they've been running test after test after test, and apparently there may be permanent damage. They found calcification in a heart valve, and his body is not producing iron, and so he's got like a whole bunch of tests that he apparently has to take, and I mean, it's bad. So it's bad enough that he still, I guess, has to, you know, he's out of the hospital apparently, but he still has to do oxygen because just like things at home, it's hard to breathe. And he's got to go to specialists and like it's a potential, I mean, I don't want to say it's a career-ending issue, but like it could be a career-ending issue. So all the best to Luchasaurus. It's one of those things, you know, you got to be careful because it happens, you know, pro wrestler, great shape, you know, was doing well, and then, boom, just...
Sounds like it could be life-changing, you know, depending on what the scarring is with his lungs and how much he's able to build them back up. I mean, think about the fact that, again, I don't know what the guy does in his personal life, but, you know, he was healthy enough and had enough wind to wrestle professional wrestling matches, and he got to the point where... probably happened relatively quickly too. You know, the symptoms were probably there for a while, but then to be stricken down where your lungs aren't functioning and to the point where now there's complications. This is very scary. So yeah, hopefully he's able to come back and, you know, forget about wrestling, but just be able to get back into a full healthy, you know, man for his family. My God.
So, yeah, all the best to Luchasaurus, Killswitch. Hopefully he gets healthy. That's the main thing. I mean, something like this happens, wrestling's wrestling. But you got to get healthy. And hopefully they figure out what's going on and get it worked on, and he ends up healthy. So all the best to him. So then, I don't know if this is just a bizarre story. There was reportedly an incident at the hotel where several NXT talent were staying on Tuesday night.
It's a hell of a transition to this story.
Well,
get
I mean,
ready.
I just heard about it. A man was reportedly ejected from the hotel twice for allegedly attempting to photograph NXT talent, specifically the feet of female performers as they walked through the building.
Excuse us?
Yeah, they're all stuck there in this hotel. They can't leave. And there's this guy taking pictures of everybody's feet. So he got tossed out twice. And what next?
I don't know. What do you follow that with?
Taz is recovering from surgery. That's actually good news. This poor guy.
Let's move up the leg to the knees here.
Taz is I think tomorrow. Is it tomorrow? He's got a birthday coming. Everyone's birthday is right around this time. Well, Sean's birthday is tonight.
Yeah.
Vinny's birthday is tomorrow. Actually, I think Sean's birthday was yesterday. Vinny's birthday is tomorrow.
Think about this.
Tony Khan's birthday is tomorrow.
In February, when it's cold and you're snowed in, what is there to do?
And then Taz, he turns 57 on Friday. But like, all I heard was he's 57, he walks around like he's 97, and he's got airports he's got to go through and arenas he's got to go through, and, you know, apparently, like, his wife, and you know how Hook is. Actually, guys, if I say that and you think you don't know how Hook is, you actually do, because if you ever watch AEW, that is a great example. Hook and Moxley are the two examples where what you see is what you get. That's who these guys are. And Hook, being Hook, I guess was always telling his dad, like, just fix your knee, dude. So apparently he went in and fixed his knee and full knee replacement surgery. And hopefully for his birthday, for his 57th birthday, I hope he will walk around like he's 57 and not 97. So all the best to Taz as well. And
well, he won't be able to do that on his 57th birthday.
Well, probably not on the actual birthday, but
no,
you know, he'll get there. And then I don't have an update on Britt Baker, except she was sick. Like, sick enough that they wouldn't let her get on the airplane. But I was told it was not something like, you know, she's on death's door or anything, but just like some flu or whatever, and just sick as a dog. So anyway, best wishes to her as well. And we'll try to get in some better news after the break, right? Maybe we can talk about Javon, Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live.
Uh-huh.
I'll say
settle
this.
In for. Go ahead. What?
Let me adjust in my chair.
Yeah?
Okay. I'll say this, all right? Randy and Javon wasn't a disaster.
Oh, boy.
Okay? It wasn't a disaster. It was exactly what I thought they were going to do. Like, exactly. Randy dominates the match. Javon gets a comeback. He literally got a near fall, and then they went for the big wacky springboard into the RKO finish. They actually messed it up, but it's a new Randy Orton. He's a father. Kids are in the crowd. And he was like, eh. Lifted the guy up, gave him the RKO, laughed at how stupid it looked, and it was over. And that was it.
So Javon won't be getting fired like Ken Kennedy.
Hugged the guy afterwards or whatever. And I mean, here's the thing.
Randy's huge.
Here's the thing. Well, that's another thing, but I'm going to say this, okay? If you think that this greatly helped and elevated Javon Evans, let's talk money. I got a lot I can sell you, all right? I got a lot I can sell you. Did it kill him? No. Am I going to hear the same crap I hear after every Javon rap? He's only 20. He'll be fine. Yes, I will hear the same thing.
He'll be fine.
But you know what actually kind of made me mad?
What's that?
Okay. I had a booking idea, which they didn't do.
Because no one listens to you. We've established that.
No, but listen to this. I thought, okay, you want to give Javon the rub. I know they think that the rub is he has a non-competitive match, he gets a near fall, and then he gets RKO'd to death and pinned. Okay? I think that, you know, okay, that's their usual. But you know what would really get the guy over? Is if they do a match for a while. And listen, I said Gallus, it made people mad. I don't care who it is. Axiom and Nathan Frazier, whoever. Somebody runs in, attacks both guys, and then we get a tag match where Randy teams with Javon Evans. And maybe Randy hits an RKO out of nowhere. This bloke stumbles to a feet and Javon does a springboard RKO out of nowhere. And Javon pins the guy. I promise you, that would have done far more to get Javon over than what they did. And the irony is this. Earlier on the same show, they had two big stars from the main roster, the women's tag team champions, Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill. And they teamed her with Kalani Jordan. They had a six-person match. The match was actually really good. And then Bianca and Jade hit a big move, and they go, ba-bam! Kalani goes up top, hits her split-legged moonsault, and Kalani gets the pin, and the freaking place went nuts. And Kalani celebrates with Bianca and Jade. They're all on the same level. I was like, yeah, that's how you do it. They literally did it on the same show with somebody else. It's like, oh my God, I quit. Who cares? He'll be on the main roster by 40. You know, he'll get his run. It'll all be great and everything like that. God, whatever. Yeah. Who cares?
If they would have did the same sort of thing, you'd be complaining. They did the same
no,
thing
I would
earlier
not have.
On in the show.
You think I'm going to complain about them doing my idea twice?
Yes.
I'd be like, finally.
You would complain about the fact that Kalani did it. That's so you'd be fine with Javon and Randy teaming.
You know what else? Kalani's only 25. She'd have been fine, but you did it right with her. Do we have to wait till this bloke's 25 years old? Do we have to wait till I've watched this guy in the CW for 5 years before we pull the trigger on him? 5 years? I don't know,
Kalani
man.
Kalani needed
whatever.
More of a stamp of approval in their eyes,
whatever.
Apparently, than Javon did.
Whatever.
Javon will be... You know what? You're turning into the guy who's still complaining about Ben Carter signing there for that 4-year deal. It's going to kill his career because he signed in there.
I never complained about Ben Carter signing.
A lot of people did.
I didn't.
Does anybody even know?
If you want to complain about what somebody else complained about, that's fine. But I never did.
I'm just bringing it up because that's the person that you sound like. Okay? Like that person
I don't care
there.
If you think I sound like someone else. I actually didn't say that.
I know
so
you didn't say
I'm fine
that,
with that.
And I'm not accusing you of saying that. So you can stamp your feet over there. I'm just saying you're right. They're not doing everything, I think, to make Javon Evans as big of a star as they should. It's amazing how this one sticks in your craw to the point where, you know, okay, fine, he'll make it by 40. You know, come on. Please.
Well, you know what? I'll just say this. When he makes it before 40, let me know. I'll wait, okay? I'll wait.
Will you still be
He's
going to
be 39, and they'll go, it's 20. Well, let's see. He's
wait,
20
how old
now.
Is he?
Hold on a second. He's 20 now. It's 2024. So this will be 2044, okay? By 2044, when you're 40, you're going to be, like, early in life. People are going to be living, like, 120. So he'll probably be 39 years old, and I'll have this same bloke telling me, hey, he's only 39. He'll be fine. Everything is good.
Man, he'll still be on NXT. He'll be the Kenan Thompson like he is on Saturday Night Live of NXT at that point. It'll be like him and Sean will be looking both ways in a rocking chair going back and forth. And I guess CM Punk will be down there taking over for Sean. And Javon could still be there like, you know, just if I can get one more chance. You know who'll still be there with him? Probably Fallon Henley.
Now, I started off with a negative, but I'm a fair man. And let me tell you something. My favorite thing in NXT in months, and my favorite thing on either show last night, was this freaking Obafemi Tony D match. Oh my God. Dude, it was like it was everything coming together. Like, if you don't watch NXT and you watch the match, it'll be kind of like, all right, yeah, that was pretty cool. Good heat. It was like a good match or whatever. But, like, you got to follow this from the very beginning. Like, you got to watch. You got to, like, follow what they've done with Obafemi. Like, this guy is just, like, he's unbeatable. He's unbeatable. And he's gigantic. And he just kills everybody. And nobody stands a chance. And then they've got Tony D. And they did this storyline where Tony D faced Obafemi. And Oba broke him. He broke Tony D, just broke his spirit. And Tony D, like, he just gave up. And he walked out, and, like, he was all miserable. And they're trying to find out what's wrong with Tony D, and does he want a rematch? And then Tony finally admits, this big, murderous gangster babyface finally admits, you know what, I'm scared. I can't beat this guy. And the family's like, why are you talking like this? And it ends up with Rizzo. They're doing, like, the Rocky storyline, and Rizzo's just like, dude, I know you really want this. I know you want to do this. We'll train you. And she talks him into training again. And it was really clever because, like, the way they're doing the storyline, you're thinking, well, he has to beat Obafemi. But then it's like, dude, no one's beaten Obafemi. This guy's unstoppable. And then they did a thing, like, a week ago where Tony's, you know, they're kind of going, you know what? Maybe you're going to win, but even if you don't win, man, brother, you gave it your all. And as soon as they said that, I thought, okay, like, this is going to be a cool storyline, and he's going to go on. He's not going to beat Obafemi. So they train him and everything like that, and they're doing this match, and the match is, like, fine. You know, it's okay. There's decent heat or whatever. But then they do a spot where they both tumble outside. This is all from memory, by the way. I don't even have my notes. They all tumble outside, and the families, they made a wall, and they're staring down Obafemi. And Obafemi's just laughing at him, and he's laughing at Tony. And he shoves Stax and Luca Crucifino. And in taking a bump, they knock down Rizzo. And Tony's stirring to his feet. And all of a sudden, he sees Oba and he sees Rizzo. And man, it's on like neck bone. And he just fires up and he makes the best babyface comeback. And this dude's throwing Oba around and they're doing all these great near falls. And then, like, his big move is a spine buster. And they go outside, and Oba's going to hit his choke slam through the announce table. But Tony picks him up, and boom, he puts him through the announce table with a spine buster. Place is going nuts. He throws him in the ring. He hits another spine buster. It's like, man, it's now or never, brother. You hit your finish through a table and in the ring. And he covers. One, two. Oba kicks out. And it's like, oh, man, this is great. But, like, he ain't beating this guy. And Oba just does the zombie. He doesn't even just kick out. He kicks out, and he does a zombie sit-up. As I go, well, it was good while it lasted. And he freaking grabs Tony by the throat, and he goes for his big choke slam, and Tony sunset flips down his back, jackknife cradle, 1, 2, 3. This building blew up. And Tony's like, he does the big, like, it's not like a pro wrestling thing. He's like, God, he just is so excited that he got this guy. Dude, this was awesome. Absolutely freaking great. The best thing I've seen at NXT in months. God, it was so good. But you have to watch, you have to dedicate yourself to the whole thing for it to be as great as it was. And I suffered through dedicating myself to the whole thing because I had to watch, you know, the rest. But man, this was great. Absolutely great. I don't want to hear one bad thing about this, or that's fighting words. Mike?
You wouldn't get within 10 feet of me, buddy. That's for sure.
That's right. I couldn't beat you up unless I got close.
No, you couldn't.
I can't just go.
But I know what I could do to you. I know what I could do to you. And I tell you what, there's a lot
tell
of people.
Tell me something stupid about Spokane. What else?
Oh,
hit
yes.
me with it.
Oh, believe me, you'll be hit with it. Tony D, how this thing started with him going after the North American title, and you remember how convoluted things were coming out of the deal with No Quarter Catch Crew. I can't believe they were able to take this where they did. I thought it was going to be so goofy at times with them in the restaurant, all that sort of stuff. But you know what? With how the thing paid off, I think it's great. And now he's always got one thing over this monster Obafemi. He's got to win.
Loved it. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Down to earth again. So, Raw this past Monday night. Should we talk ratings? Anyone care? Anyway, they took out that third hour, and the show did fine. It didn't do like a gigantic number or anything like that.
It did what it did the week before.
It was slightly up. 1.55 million viewers and a 0.47. Very similar to last week. But we also had a Kansas City Chiefs versus New Orleans Saint match with Taylor Swift.
So natural.
15.8 million and a 4.34 rating. And also a New York Yankees versus Kansas City Royals playoff game, 3.48 million and a 0.83. So that's what happens. See him.
Well, look,
there's a missing period here. It says the CM Punk interviewed at 171 million viewers. I think that's 1.71. But that was the high point of the show. When he said he's going home, and this guy, what a schedule he's got. How many matches has he had this year? Three? I'm not kidding.
Let me tell you
he
something.
He had the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
And then the Drew match, and then another Drew match.
He was hurt. Well, he was hurt.
Well, I know, but he was home that whole time.
But let's be honest, in this day and age in professional wrestling in both companies, especially AEW, but in both companies, I mean, how many people are sitting there and getting paid and they're not working and they are not injured? They're just sitting there. And that the one thing about it is, you know, obviously artistically, it drives you nuts. You do lose time, you know, every day you get another day older and you want opportunities, you want to do things. But, you know, in another way, if you live frugally enough, you take some of that money and sock it away and just take advantage of these times that you can have with your family or cultivating other things in your life that may not have to do with wrestling that you may be able to branch off to.
All right. Anything else from the two shows last night? A quick look here. We talked about all of that. They're setting up...
It doesn't say much about AEW since we didn't talk about them at all.
I guess the only thing... Well, I'll get to that in a minute, bruh. You want me to just skip back and forth like
you
a maniac?
You just said from both shows.
Yeah.
Do we have anything else to talk
about?
I'll
get to it. Calm down there.
Then
Axiom and Nathan Frazier.
So final?
Beat Theory... I said, do we have anything else to talk about from these two shows? The answer is yes, so I'm talking about it.
Oh, it was a rhetorical question.
Axiom and Nathan Frazier beat Theory and Grayson Waller. Nobody broke up, but they had another tease for Theory and Grayson Waller breaking up. Could somebody do me a favor and go back and find out when they began teasing these men were going to break up? Was it WrestleMania, or was it before that? I think maybe they'd been teasing, and we thought it was going to happen at WrestleMania. When did they start teasing the breakup of Austin Theory and Grayson Waller? It has to have been like 6 months now. It's ridiculous. We're still waiting for this breakup. So that happened. And then,
is anybody, but the thing is, maybe they're right. Does anybody care?
Yeah, I want him to be done. I'm sick of it.
Is this far worse for you than what's going on with Kofi and Xavier and them riding that
thing
out?
No, that's only been like 3 months. Grayson and Austin Theory have been at least triple that. At least.
I just, at some point, they're going to have that match, and if Big E doesn't come out and just stare them both down and look disappointed, like the brother of the guy that was trying to give people up in The Godfather in the Senate hearings, and you just had, they brought in the brother from Sicily to stare him down, and all of a sudden he forgot about everything. That's what Big E needs to do.
Now, this Ava character in storyline is completely incompetent. So next week we have a number one contenders match. Wes Lee versus Ethan Page, because they both want a shot at the title. And then she adds, because of his performance tonight, I'm adding Javon Evans.
See?
How about Obafemi, who had a significantly more impressive performance, who also lost, but who's basically undefeated otherwise, unlike Javon.
Maybe he turned an ankle. You don't know.
Well, that was stupid. And then we've got Stephanie Vaquer and Ren Sinclair. Tony D celebrates his title win. Nikita Lyons has returned. She'll face Lola Vice. She returned in a backstage interview segment with Lola. That's her big return. And that's and she's been out like 9 months.
It's going to be a lot of bad kicks and punches in that match.
Bro.
Bad wheelhouses.
Oh, God.
Not from
the Halloween Havoc wheel returns. Spin the wheel, make the deal. That gimmick wheel. It's so
grab
gimmicked, it makes it even better. It's like you spin it and it goes really fast and all of a sudden it goes, lands on.
Oh, God. You know what? How long is Gigi Dolin out for? Is it a long period of time?
No clue.
Because that would be a perfect time to bring her back.
So then we add the NXT show, or the Dynamite show, and...
Is there anything to talk about on this show?
I mean, there was a totally, absolutely bizarre angle where Darby calls out Brody King. He asks Brody King to attack him. Brody King refuses, so Darby slaps him across the face. So then Brody hits him, and then Darby assaults him with a boulder.
You're an idiot.
And I looked it up, by the way, and it is a boulder. 10.1 inches in diameter. That was for sure a boulder.
No, when people think about boulders, they think about the Flintstones.
I don't care what they think about.
Boulder. It was a rock, folks.
It was a big old boulder.
In his hand. It was the same rock he beat on the cars with last week.
I'll put it this way. It was as big as Mike's brain. So how big was that rock, Mike? I'll tell you, it was a boulder. But it doesn't matter what he hit him with. The fact is, the babyface came out, dared the heel to just attack him. The heel goes, I'm not going to attack you, brother. So the babyface slaps him. Well, now the heel retaliates. And so because he retaliated, the babyface starts hitting him with a freaking rock. That was weird, dude.
Yeah, well.
That was weird.
You're right. There's a lot of emotion on this show because in 10 minutes... We had three interviews. That was the first 10 minutes of the show was three interviews, two of which were about things from the past and trying to save someone by putting them in a dark place and then possibly killing them or maiming them because Jon Moxley had a cold open to the show with theme music and theme lighting talking about how he's going to drag Bryan Danielson into this dark place so he can eventually... bring out the best in him so he can kill him and let him go. And that's what Brody King and Darby were basically talking about here, too. Or Darby and Brody King were talking about here, too. So a lot of emotion on this show. There's always a lot of darkness. There's a lot of fathers with Christian. We have Chris Jericho invoking Jay Briscoe. So Mark can cut a promo serious about their match. And I'm looking forward to their match, to be honest. Two old pros going at it. I look forward to seeing what they're going to do, but how they build up to a lot of this stuff, there is a dark element that's really over a lot of it.
We had an angle where Don Callis traded Roosh for Lance Archer. So Jake the Snake Roberts is the new head of La Facción Ingobernables.
Is that a Mexico thing? Does Roosh still work AAA where Jake could go down and Callis? Like, seriously.
I don't know. I don't think he's going back there. There's a lot of heat.
Okay, well, that's the only way that would even think about making sense to me. Jake Roberts shouldn't be on TV, period, point blank.
Well, the reason is they had to do something, and Roosh obviously wanted to be with LFI, and not the Callis family would be my guess. And then, you know, they had to do something. So Archer's not doing anything with Jake. You know, Callis, I'm sure, wants a big killer. They don't do nothing with Lance Archer. So it's all fine.
I guess.
Just silly. We had Hologram and Commander, which was what I've been asking for. Give me one random lucha match on the show every week. I don't care who's in it. I don't care what it's about. Just flip and fly. Fans, this was the most heated thing on the show, was this match by the end. They loved it. And we had Daniel Garcia announcing that he's back. He's back. He re-signed and announced it in front of 1,700 people in Spokane. Didn't get the reaction it might have gotten in Buffalo, in front of a larger crowd, but he's back. And then we had...
Were they in Pittsburgh last week?
Yep. Willow, Saray, and Jamie, and Nyla, number one contenders match, because Britt was gone. And I'll tell you what's notable here. So, ends up with Willow winning, and then they go up on the stage, and they have a stare down, Mariah and Willow. And Mariah tries to slap her, but Willow grabs her wrist to stop the slap, and frickin' Mariah May goes, bam! And she headbutted Willow so hard right in the face. And she immediately grabs her own head. And Willow grabs her own face. She starts streaming blood. They do a thing backstage, and like Willow's all cut right here, like her tooth went through her lip or whatever. I was like, dude, what are we doing? What are we doing? You just headbutted her right in the freaking mouth as hard as you could. So anyway, she got her revenge later by pouncing Mariah through the wall.
But the thing is, she didn't, and that was kind of weird. And they do this too often. Willow comes in as Mariah's cutting the interview and gives her a pounce and knocks her over. And then Willow, instead of jumping on her, this woman that just headbutted her in the face, she starts to cut a promo. Okay, fine. Just tell her, yell at her real quick, get out of there. It's this longer, it wasn't forever, but it was too long of a promo as Mariah is just laying there on the ground. And then they cut to Mariah, and it's even longer of her just laying there on the ground. It was just, how does that make any real sense at all? To me, it just doesn't.
Mercedes beat Emi Sakura. Emi Sakura did not win the titles in this match here. And then we had the best thing on the show by miles, which was the interview with Will Ospreay and Don Callis. I mean, it was awesome. They finally have broken Ospreay away from the Callis family. And Don admitted that he sent out Takeshita to attack Ospreay last week. Ospreay cuts a promo on him, ends up getting attacked by Takeshita. They end up having... Don actually took a bump. That's the most newsworthy thing. And then finally Kyle comes out and Don wants him to screwdriver Ospreay. He won't do it. Takeshita goes back after Ospreay. Ricochet comes down to set up their three-way. I mean, you got to watch the whole segment, but it was great. This was great. Tons of heat and by far the best thing on the show.
Can somebody get some sort of message to Callis from me? And you can mix it up in any type of way, so it doesn't have to be from me, but I can't be the only one who looks at the screwdriver and goes, this is so stupid. This has been stupid every time they've used it, unless it's a metaphor for something. And if that's the case, explain it. But like otherwise, unless you're going to jam it in people's eyes, like why are you using this as a weapon of destruction? It was like Claudio last night using the tiny hammer to hammer Wheeler Yuta in the ribs. It doesn't come across to me with the visual that you want it to at all. Like at all. It looks kind of corny, to be honest.
So then the main event was Danielson and Wheeler versus Claudio and Pac. And man, this Brian is just a wreck. He's just a wreck. And story is, the heels come out. They try to hit a bunch of big finishes on Brian, but he kicks out everything, puts the label lock on Pac for the submission, dives on Moxley. They have a big brawl. The heels, they kill poor Wheeler. Brian comes back out to do yes chance over Wheeler's corpse. And thing is, guys, he's never going to wrestle again, but this might have been the last television match ever in the career of Bryan Danielson. Because if he does come back, it should only be on pay-per-view. So this might have been the last television match in the career of Bryan Danielson. And like, it was fine, but it was just a small crowd. It was just sad watching this year.
Is he going to put over Marina Shafir too?
I don't know, man. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now, you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Ah, back here on the show. I made it.
Wrestling Observer Live?
Yes, Wrestling Observer Live. No Lance Storm show today. We're going to try and do it later on this week or get him on Observer Live. But we do have a bunch of stuff coming up over the next few days. Tonight's the Brian and Vinny and Granny and Craig show. Celebrating Sean and Vinny's birthdays, as well as watching an old NWA Mid-South and talking to Granny. And that's going to be at 8:30 Pacific, 11:30 Eastern. Got to start a half hour late here today. I forgot what day it was. I have to teach jiu-jitsu, so I'll be back for 8:30 instead of 8. And then tomorrow, now you know, Mike, you're on your own. I have to chaperone a field trip. We're going to go see Cat Kid Comic Club, apparently, in Seattle. Hopefully it's good. Not some dumb play.
Cat Kid Comic Club?
Yeah, get with the program, brother. Don't be old. So that'll be Mike tomorrow.
No, I don't want to be that young, buddy.
And also Brian and Vinny tomorrow talking AEW and NXT. And also Thursday, we got another After Dark Radio. Lloyd Auerbach is going to be on the show. And he's a world-recognized paranormal authority and parapsychologist. 45 years experiencing and investigating the paranormal. And 43 years teaching courses parapsychology. So that'll be the next 2 weeks on After Dark Radio, which you can only listen to with a subscription at any of our basic sites. WrestlingObserver.com, F4WOnline.com/Spotify for Spotify, F4WOnline.com/Apple for Apple Podcasts, and YouTube, F4WOnline.com/YouTube. So check it out. It's the best show on the site. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.